News. I'm Dave Collins. A woman is facing first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her terminally ill husband inside a Daytona Beach hospital. Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew the plan.
From what I was told, he was aware of it. Apparently, the goal was for him to do it, but he did not have the strength. So she had to carry it out for him.
His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room. Police were eventually able to take her into custody. No one else was injured. Buckingham Palace revealing plans for King Charles III's coronation. The festivities began on May 6th with a coronation big lunch and coronation concert the next day, capped off by an extra bank holiday on Monday. The coronation will be a solemn religious service, according to the palace, but will reflect the monarch's role today and look towards the future. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain is expected to step down.
Klain is expected to step down from his position in the coming weeks, although the White House is making no comment. According to a report in the New York Times, Klain's resignation would be the biggest staffing shakeup in the Biden administration since taking over the presidency 2 years ago. A formal announcement and the naming of Klain's replacement not expected until after President Biden's State of the Union address on February 7th, although the search for his replacement is already underway. I'm John Schaefer.
Illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border are hitting record levels. Customs and Border Protection said it stopped more than 250,000 migrants along the Mexican border in December. Reflects a 40% jump from December of 2021. It's the highest of any month since President Biden took office. Avengers star Jeremy Renner is giving a health update after a New Year's Day snowplow incident sent him to the hospital for more than 2 weeks. He took to Instagram to thank fans for their support, as well as revealing he broke 30-plus bones in the incident. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Multiple Colorado police officers and paramedics are pleading not guilty in the killing of a black man who died in police custody. Elijah McClain died in 2019 after he was put in a chokehold while handcuffed and given ketamine. On Friday, five officials all claimed to have no role in his death. They'll be tried in three separate trials later this year. It's the 25th anniversary of the first major political scandal to break in the age of the Internet.
The alleged affair between then-President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky broke this week in 1998, first online by the Drudge Report and then by the mainstream press. President Clinton at first defended his actions.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He later testified in front of a grand jury and admitted to the relationship before being the subject of an impeachment trial. Lewinsky made amends in an interview last year on the Today Show.
I want to apologize any chance I get to people that I've hurt and my actions have hurt.
She published an article in Vanity Fair this week writing of the 25 things she's discovered since then. I'm Jeremy Scott.
It's National Hot Sauce Day, and Mountain Dew is releasing a Baja Blast hot sauce. The company teamed up with a Houston-based sauce shop to create the concoction, which takes the popular Taco Bell drink's fruity flavor and mixes it with green chilies, habanero, and jalapeno peppers. Those interested should visit Mountain Dew's website. Dave Collins, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!